Chapter 6. Brothers, even though a man takes some false step before he is aware of it, you who have spiritual qualifications, try to readjust such a man in a spirit of mildness, as you each keep an eye on yourself, for fear you also may be tempted. Go on carrying the burdens of one another, and thus fulfill the law of the Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he is deceiving his own mind. But let each one prove what his own work is, and then he will have cause for exaltation in regard to himself alone, and not in comparison with the other person. For each one will carry his own load. Moreover, let anyone who is being orally taught the word share in all good things with the one who gives such oral teaching. Do not be misled. God is not one to be mocked. For whatever a man is sowing, this he will also reap. Because he who is sowing with a view to his flesh will reap corruption from his flesh. But he who is sowing with a view to the Spirit will reap everlasting life from the Spirit. So let us not give up in doing what is fine, for in due season we shall reap if we do not tire out. Really then, as long as we have time favorable for it, let us work what is good toward all, but especially toward those related to us in the faith. See with what large letters I have written you with my own hand. All those who want to make a pleasing appearance in the flesh are the ones that try to compel you to get circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the torture stake of the Christ, Jesus. For not even do those who are getting circumcised keep the law themselves, but they want you to be circumcised that they may have cause for boasting in your flesh. Never may it occur that I should boast, except in the torture stake of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been impaled to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor is uncircumcision, but a new creation is something. And all those who will walk orderly by this rule of conduct, upon them be peace and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no one be making trouble for me, for I am carrying on my body the brand marks of a slave of Jesus. The undeserved kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ be with the spirit you show, brothers. Amen.